But what are some of the issues that you feel that New Mexico in particular, that we maybe we need to work on a little bit more, that you think you could help if you were elected senator?
Well, I think the biggest issue facing the country right now is the debt and the deficit. We have a $21 trillion deficit. That means that each year, for every 1% of interest rate that there is, and right now interest is at about 2.5% on the national debt, that's almost $500 billion next year that we will spend on interest only on the debt. This is a formula for disaster. We need to balance the federal budget, and that's my pledge. I will submit a balanced budget to Congress if elected, and to submit a balanced budget to Congress, you've got to be able to reform Medicaid and Medicare. Social Security has to be reformed if it's going to be around for future generations. And military spending has to be reduced if we're going to balance the federal budget. If running up debt and deficit were the key to success, Zimbabwe would be the center of the world, followed by Venezuela. They're not, because they ran up a huge debt. They had hyperinflation, and we all know how that turned out. It doesn't turn out very well. We could find ourselves in the same position unless we address this.
All right. So, and along with that, in order to just make sure that everything is working, you got to put people to work. And especially in rural communities like ours, you know, the job force, we really want to put people to work. Are there any plans that you might have in store for just making sure that people in New Mexico are employed?
Well, I ran for president twice also, in 2012 and 2016. I've been to all 50 states. I know what works and I know what doesn't work. And what works is a low regulatory environment. What works is a low tax environment. Both of which, in New Mexico, we have high income tax, state income tax in New Mexico, and we have a very high regulatory burden here in New Mexico. Those need to get reduced. From a federal government standpoint, those same principles apply. Low tax, low regulatory environment, coupled in this case with a low spending environment. We need, in my opinion, to cut spending drastically to accommodate a balanced budget. What we've got going right now in the United States federal government is terribly unfair to young people who are going to have to pay for very, very short-term thinking in Washington right now, borrowing $1 trillion this year to cover expenses short-term, when long-term this kind of spending is going to result in a virtual meltdown of our country and everything it is that we hold in high regard in this country. It's going to devastate this country at some point, and that is the debt and the deficit.
And so I'm guessing along with that, especially when you were talking about our young children, education, having to borrow lots of money. I was very lucky. I didn't have to borrow that much. Mine are paid off. But I know a lot of people who, you know, 10 years out of college and they're still paying. Do you have any ideas on how we can improve education here in New Mexico?
Well, first of all, the reason for the high cost of college tuition, in my opinion, is because of guaranteed government student loans. If guaranteed government student loans were to have never existed, I believe that tuition today would be half of what it is, because colleges and universities would be competitive. They would have business practice that would emulate other businesses that have to spend their money as wisely as possible and have to offer a product that's very competitive. Currently, colleges and universities don't have to be competitive because kids, young people, have no excuse to not go to college because of guaranteed government student loans. When it comes to education and the federal government and New Mexico, look, I think we should abolish the Federal Department of Education, because there would be more money in the classroom in New Mexico if we did not have a Federal Department of Education. The Federal Department of Education gives each state New Mexico, 10 cents.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, 9:16 a.m. on Monday, November 26, 2018. Dre here with you in the morning grind. James will be back in just a little bit. And I'm not going to lie, I am totally fangirling right now. Right now. Because I have two amazing people here. First, I have Shauna Wright, who is like, if you have not seen some of her artwork, there's something wrong with you. But she's got some amazing, amazing pieces of art. And she does all kinds of really cool things. And she happens to be a friend of mine. So, you know, whatevs. Yeah. And then we have what I will call a superstar, kind of. Let me know if I'm wrong, you know, stop it some more. But yes, we do have, I know you've probably heard him many times on our AM station before it went down. There is a little show called Brian Doty. The Brian Doty Show. What is it called?
Yeah, it's On Air with Brian Doty.
There you go. On Air with Brian Doty. And I know I listen to it a lot. I remember hearing it one time because it just happened to be on. And I was like, wait a minute. Wait, where is this? What satellite is it? Oh, wait a minute. That's my radio station playing good music. And Brian Doty is here in the studio. Say good morning to the
good
people,
Good morning. It's good to be here. We came into town, been here for the weekend, did a few photo shoots, and doing some scouting. So I also have a TV show as well. So we're scouting around, and we're going to come back maybe in the spring and film stuff around town, show some history on the town, place to eat, places to stay, just... it airs on the Cowboy Lifestyle Network, so our demographic, you know, they like the small town vibe and feel. So we'll show that type stuff, and then we're going to go out and show, you know, maybe a branding and some ranch work. And
I have a ranch.
Yeah?
You're welcome to come hang out. I got alpacas too, but you can't brand them. But yeah, he's like, what?
Yeah.
It's a hot mess at my ranch. But yes. So y'all, one of the people that actually does the show here that you get to listen to is literally here. And hopefully you'll be back in the spring. That'll be really cool. Just to, yeah, because then we can like Facebook Live it and Snappy Chat and all that good stuff. So, Brian, tell us a little bit about your show. I know that I've heard it many, many times, but maybe some people haven't heard of it because I listen to the FM,
yes,
which,
ma'am.
By the way, it's going to be here. Tell us about it.
Okay, so it's an hour-long show, and I play all of the best Texas Red Dirt country music. So, you know, if you listen to some of the newer music, people don't really like that style country. It's not country anymore, they say. So all of this music, it's more of your independent artist, you know, and so they're not signed by a record label. They're still, you know, writing songs. They're, you know, a lot of guys, they rodeoed and traveled and, you know, had experiences up and down the road. So when they write songs, people tend to relate more to those songs that they write. They're the singer-songwriters. So, you know, their music, I think, is more appreciated. So we play all that type music. Nobody tells me what to do. So we play, you know, we play what we want to play, and, you know, a lot of music that isn't in the Nashville clique, controlled by all the big wigs. And so, you know, to me, it's better music. But we play that for an hour. And in between songs, we promote rodeos that are going on, anything in the Western lifestyle, you know, bull ridings, team ropings, barrel racing. So whatever. So it's the country, you know, Western lifestyle mixed in with country music.
So you hear that, OG James, real country music, not that junk you made me play earlier. So I'll show you up here. I don't know if you can see it. There was a certain artist, this guy, that we played, and I was like, wait a minute, what just happened? So then I'm showing him who we played, because I don't want to say it out in the air because it's not nice. We played this song over here, and I was like, this was by request. See, even...
I'm kind of squinting.
Even, y'all, even Brian, OG James, even Brian's like, who is that? See, that's what happens. But you play the real music, and I love listening to Texas Red Dirt because it sounds like real country music, which is crazy that country music has to sound like real country music these days. It doesn't make sense.
And you know,
to me,
when one of those guys become successful and you know, you see them overcome all the obstacles and, you know, everything against them, a good friend of mine, Cody Johnson, you take him for an example, but he sold out the Houston Stock Show and Rodeo. I mean, this year, the only other person that did that was Garth Brooks.
Right.
And he's unsigned. Like, he just recently has signed. But, you know, he did sign with somebody, but he would not sign. anybody?
I'm going to start laughing. I'm just going to watch. Good morning, everybody. It's 10:09 a.m. on Monday, December 3rd, 2018. Dre here with you with a whole bunch of amazing people. It's kind of like a little party in here. I'm very excited for this. So you know Velvet's here, right? You know. And you know James is here. You want to say hi?
Oh, yes. And my second dad growing up is here. Any guesses out there?
Well, you just made that awkward, but here we go.
And I used to get in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
Yes, she did.
So look, you're clipping
awkward
me.
For who?
I don't know what's going on, y'all, but good morning anyway. First, we're going to talk a couple of things. We have Mr. David Drum here. And before you get too crazy, hold on.
Sorry.
Hold on, we got another one.
Lo siento.
We have another amazing man, myth, and legend, Mr. Freddie Rael.
Legend of what?
No comment, but here we are. So here's the deal. I'm very excited to have both of these gentlemen here. First, because they're kind of fantastic. Second, because it's Monday and I need happy stuff, and they're both very happy people. So it works for me. And they're both laughing like, girl, you don't know me. But we do have a lot of things going on, and I want to make sure our community is informed. And don't start calling me. Hold on to it. We will give you the golden key clue of the day. Just give yourself a second. Hold on. But Mr. David Drum, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me out here.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
Okay. This is our fourth year that we're putting on Race Across America. And for anybody that doesn't know, on December 15th this year at the Clayton Memorial Cemetery, we will be laying wreaths on each of the veterans' graves. And at this present time, we have 555 known veterans in our cemetery. And I'm happy to say we've raised enough donations this year that every single veteran will receive a wreath.
Yes!
Wow!
That is fantastic. Congratulations. And thank you so much to everyone that donated, even if it was only $5 or $10, whatever you had. Thank you so much for being a part of this. This is fantastic, because last year we were kind of freaking out at the very last minute, and it got done. But this time it's like, boom.
Again, usually about November, I really start to worry because we're only usually about halfway there, and it was the same this year, but everybody in Clayton area and the businesses and all the sponsors came through again in outstanding form. One note that I'd like to make, and I have to give a shout out to the kids at the Kaiser and the Clayton Junior High. I again challenged them this year to a coin drive to sponsor wreaths. Last year they donated $294, and I challenged them to beat that record. Not only did they beat it, they just blew my mind away. This year they raised
Get your notes.
$658.61.
Yay!
And thank you for all of this. There's 8 homeroom classes between the 5th and 6th, 7th and 8th grade, and I'm really proud and unbelievably happy to announce that Mrs. Valdez's class raised by themselves in one class $297. So,
that is some crazy talk.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's wonderful to know what young kids can do these days if you just give them a challenge.
You know, that's the thing, though. The kids, especially, and I always say it, especially in this community, the kids around here are not like any other kids in the world. They've got parents and grandparents and elders and other community members and great grandparents who show respect, and they have learned that respect, and they understand. This wasn't just about, let me give a couple of pennies out of the bottom of my backpack. They really did realize this goes to something in our community, and it stands for something. And it's just fantastic that they were able to be included in this. So thank you so much for organizing it. This is the fourth year?
Yes, this is the fourth year for the wreaths. This is the second year that the kids at the Kaiser and Junior High had a coin drive to raise money for the wreaths.
That's fantastic. Congratulations. So, again, when is the actual wreath laying ceremony?
Okay, the ceremony will be at the Clayton Memorial Cemetery at 10 a.m. on December 15th, which is a Saturday. And we would like anybody and everybody to come out and help. If you want to help lay wreaths, that's great. If you just want to...